This is episode number 2077 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, October 20th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So Jason Sudeikis, my least favorite person on the face of the earth, was on the Today Show this week. And Jim Martin, we've been Googling you over the weekend. True or false, your real name is not Jason, it's Daniel. And he copped up to it. He goes, well, yeah, it is. Because Jason's his middle name.
Oh.
But he credits his mom from an early age of calling him Jason by his middle name because his dad's name is Daniel as well.
There you go.
And so she would call them both by their middle name so they could tell them apart. So I guess Jason just stuck. Daniel Sudeikis. Nah, Jason has a better ring to it. Anyway, he's...
You don't like him regardless.
I don't like him regardless. He is actually hosting SNL this weekend, which is why he's in New York. And Ted Lasso is still in production. So there you go. And he's making a lot of money. Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on, Morgan?
Oh, poor A-Rod.
Poor A-Rod. What?
A-Rod got trolled Monday night at the ALCS game.
Oh, jeez.
Between the Astros and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Fans gathered around behind the TBS set because that's where Alex and the rest of the MLB team were getting set to go live.
Yes, that's what they do. I don't know why they take him out. I guess I see why they take him out.
And then...
what happened? Trolls.
And then?
And then the trolls came out.
And then the in-person trolls came out.
The in-person trolls came out. And what did they do?
Well, fans behind the set, they were chanting.
What were they chanting?
J-Lo, 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 J-Lo. J-Lo, J-Lo, J-Lo.
Oh, my God. And what did he do? Did he turn around and, like, flip him off? Did he?
He was a pro. He didn't turn, because, you know, that would have gone on YouTube.
Well, yeah, sure.
He was a pro. He didn't turn around and give them the time of day or his middle finger. They missed their shot, though.
Why is that?
Seeing how Ben Affleck is a major Red Sox fan.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
They should have been chanting, Bennifer, yeah, Bennifer.
Or Ben Affleck. Yeah, that would have worked too.
Bennifer.
Yeah, Ben's better. Ben's better.
Oh. That might have got his attention more.
You get a cheerleader up there and you go like, hey, J-Lo, who'd you rather?
Jeez. J-Lo, who? Well, that's the answer to that question already.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Stros evened up the series last night. So it's two games apiece in the ALCS. Meanwhile, the Dodgers staying alive by winning their first game in the NLCS. game three yesterday? It was game three, yeah. So,
but what we know is they won.
They won, and they're playing again today. So there you go. A-Rod, we're going to be seeing plenty of you for the next few nights on TV, I know. And maybe there'll be even
poor
more heckling.
A-Rod.
More heckling.
And it's not that I'm an A-Rod fan, because I'm not. However, part of me thinks that he was done wrong.
I kind of think you're right.
Yeah.
But again, if all was well in the relationship to begin with, she would have never strayed. She would have never strayed.
I don't think it had anything to do with straying. It had to do with
I think it had a little
Ben.
It had a little something. Anyway.
Ben came back.
We'll never know.
Ben sent that email.
Know. I know. But we'll never know.
He drew
for sure.
First click. The nonprofit organization that Jamie Lynn Spears pledged to support through sales of her forthcoming memoir.
Oh my God, no kidding. Jamie Lynn Spears needs a memoir. Oh my God. Has she had a career of anything other than being Britney Spears' little sister? I mean, seriously?
Me think
being
someone
named after
takes
her
yourself
horrible
a
father.
Little too
I mean,
seriously.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, no. I don't know.
Anyway, so the nonprofit organization that she pledges
she
to use.
Pledged
it,
to give money
yes.
to.
Uh-huh. They've declined to accept any money from Britney's famous little sister.
Sorry, we can't take your money today.
Well, yeah. I'll take it.
You're not a charity. Charity case. Anyway.
This is My Brave announced that its team passed on an opportunity to receive proceeds from Jamie Lynn's Things I Should Have Said. Did I forget to yawn while I mentioned yawn?
Yawn.
Things I Should Have Said. I want to make sure that you had a chance to jot that down.
I got it. All right. Because I'm going to rush right out.
Well, you can't.
Oh, why not?
Because it's slated to hit stores in 2022.
Oh, well.
So you have time.
I have a TARDIS.
That's true.
I'll just zoom right. I'll pop right over there after the show. I'll pick it up and bring it back.
Anyway. Let's move on.
Moving on.
All right. Don't forget. It's called Things I Should Have Said.
I won't forget that.
Okay.
When I
you
jump
sure?
in the TARDIS.
Okay.
I'm also gonna get to on my way. I'm gonna go to a time and place where Halle Berry is no longer with Van Hunt. We're going to have a little fun, and I'll get back in the TARDIS and come home. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
There are some.
Actually, and a shameless plug, Doctor Who Series 13 begins October 31st.
Now, hashtag Free Britney supporters have been critical of Jamie Lynn since her pop star accused her family of being complicit.
Uh-huh.
And in that, I remember that concern. Remember that
conservatorship thing? Yeah,
there was a thing. There was a thing.
It's a thing.
That thing had controlled Britney's life for the past 13 years.
13 years, that's right.
So this is My Brave, the mental health focused charity said in a statement on Instagram.
Yeah.
We heard you. We're taking action. We're deeply sorry to anyone we offended. And we are declining the donation from Jamie Lynn Spears' upcoming book.
Well, okay. There you go.
Now let's think for a minute.
Yeah?
How much do you really think Jamie Lynn is going to get off her book?
I don't know. So, yeah, there probably wasn't much to come anyway. I don't know. Seriously, she's not famous for anything else but being Britney Spears' little sister. So every time she opens her mouth, says something, she just pisses Britney off, which pisses the rest of the world off. So there you go. It's kind of like Dave Chappelle and Netflix. But that's another story. We'll save for another day. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.